Yeah, but next time you teach, when you look at your students, think about it.
I will, yeah.
Who's a player? Who's a pupil? Who's a participant? Who's a
Who's a
prisoner?
prisoner? And do you find that you have like an even distribution of those four types within any one class or?
No, usually you'll have a couple players. Like, let's say if you have a class of 20. If you have a class of 20 students, you might have one or two players, one or two pupils, about 12 to 14 participants, and maybe two or three prisoners.
It was interesting as you were giving those definitions, students' names and faces were coming to mind. Like, oh
Yeah,
yeah, he's just described. Oh yeah, that's her. Yeah, I could see how they would fit into
it
the
works.
categories. It does, but how does it help you teach them?
I think it does help you teach, like, you know that how to deal with everyone differently, right? So, like a prisoner, for example, you just have to have a lot of empathy. You have to understand that they don't want to be there, so you shouldn't expect that they have a great attitude about the class. A participant, you should make it really highly interactive. You should make it very social as much as you can. A pupil, you give them the extra feedback when you write, comments on their papers and stuff, and you give them the encouragement, like, "Oh, wow, you did a really good job on your test." A player, because I'm a language teacher, I try to talk with them a lot, like almost cordial, like a friend, so that they have a lot of personal interaction. So, yeah, I think it's you just kind of you have to adjust to each one. Yeah, and the thing about this is I've thought about these four types a lot, and I think they apply to any subject, and the person can change. Like, one person isn't automatically a player in every subject. So for some subjects you're a player, for other subjects you're a prisoner. Maybe other subjects you're a participant. Okay, so what subjects were you a player?
Language, definitely foreign language, loved French. I did Latin at school as well. It's quite unusual, but enjoyed it.
And a prisoner?
A prisoner. At the time, music, when I was at school, I was a prisoner of music. And I don't think it was just my response to the subject, it was also my response to the teacher. Didn't have a good relationship with the teacher, but nothing I could do, couldn't escape, had to be there. And it's that affected my learning, I think, which is
Right,
a shame.
yeah.
Being a prisoner is not a good, I don't think it's a good learning situation.
No, definitely not.
No.
How about, were you ever a participant? You just did something to be with your friends and you really didn't care what it was?
Yeah, there were some subjects like that. I think like history and geography are those kind of humanities sort of subjects. They were mildly engaging, but I liked, yeah, I didn't have an aversion to them because I was hanging out with my friends. I didn't love them, I didn't excel in them, I wasn't particularly interested in them.